Here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 14th of December, 2011. It was on this date, 1542, Mary Stuart, as an infant, ascended the throne of Scotland after the death of her father, James V. King Henry VIII of England, her great uncle, wanted to unite England and Scotland, and he drew up a treaty arranging the infant's marriage to his son, Edward. The child's mother, however, negotiated a marriage pact with Henry II of France instead. So Mary Stuart grew up in France in the court of Henry II. She got a good education. At the age of 18, though she was thoroughly French, she returned to Scotland to become Mary Queen of Scots. Scotland was Protestant, she was Catholic, but her policy was religious tolerance, and she was beautiful and tall and graceful, and she was popular in Scotland. She had two rather tumultuous marriages. She was deposed. She fled to England to seek help from her cousin Elizabeth, who was on the English throne, who had her imprisoned and put on trial and executed for treason. Her son, James, succeeded Elizabeth to the throne, became King James I of England. It's the birthday of Shirley Jackson, born San Francisco, 1916, whose short story, The Lottery, begins, "The morning of June 27th was clear and sunny with the fresh warmth of a full summer day. The flowers were blossoming profusely, and the grass was richly green. The people of the village began to gather in the square between the post office and the bank around 10 o'clock. In some towns, there were so many people that the lottery took 2 days and had to be started on June 26th. But in this village, where there were only about 300 people, the whole lottery took less than 2 hours, so it could begin at 10 in the morning and still be through in time to allow the villagers to get home for noon dinner." The lottery, in the story, is a yearly ritual in which townspeople select one of their number and stone him or her to death. The story appeared in The New Yorker, June 1948. Many people canceled their subscriptions. They wrote angry letters, but some people wrote in wanting to know where they could go to see a lottery like the one she had described. Shirley Jackson also wrote humorous stories of family life in books like Life Among the Savages and Raising Demons. It's the birthday of Amy Hempel, Chicago, 1951. Moved to San Francisco, went through a horrible 2 years. Her mother, her aunt, both killed themselves. Hempel herself was in 2 serious accidents, and her best friend died of leukemia. It was her guilt at failing her dying friend that led her to write In the Cemetery Where Al Jolson is Buried, her first and her most widely anthologized short story. Amy Hempel, who said, "Journalism taught me how to write a sentence that would make someone want to read the next one." She said she always starts a story knowing the first and the last lines. And the last moonwalk took place on this date, 1972, Apollo 17. Commander Eugene Cernan and Harrison Schmitt walked on the moon and unveiled a plaque. Here's a poem for today by Diana Derhovenessian, Lilac Sunday. Let us agree to meet here some winter when the park gates are locked and the arches thinned of their vaulting green, to climb the wall, thaw the icicles, and watch them rain like flowering cherry and lilacs that kissed your hair. Some winter, when the fog is heavy, to return to this light. A poem by Diana Derhovenessian, Lilac Sunday, from The Circle Dancers, published by the Sheep Meadow Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.